In that day, Tobit remembered the money which he had left in trust with Gabel and Ragus of Media, and he said to himself, I have asked for death. Why do I not call my son Tobias, that I may explain to him about the money before I die? And he called him and said, My child, if I die, bury me. Don't despise your mother. Honor her all the days of your life, and do that which is pleasing to her, and don't grieve her. Remember, my child, that she has seen many dangers for you when you were in her womb. When she is dead, bury her by me in one grave. My child, be mindful of Yahuwah, our Elohim, all your days, and don't let your will be set to sin and to transgress his commandments. Do righteousness all the days of your life, and don't follow the ways of unrighteousness. If you do what is true, your deeds will prosperously succeed for you and for all those who do righteousness. Give alms from your possessions. When you give alms, don't let your eye be envious. Don't turn away your face from any poor man, and the face of Elohim won't be turned away from you. As your possessions are, give alms of it according to your abundance. If you have little, don't be afraid to give alms according to that little, for you lay up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity, because almsgiving delivers from death and doesn't allow you to come into darkness. Alms is a good gift in the sight of the Most High for all that give it. Beware, my child, of all fornication, and take first a wife of the seed of your fathers. Don't take a strange wife who is not of your father's tribe, for we are the descendants of the prophets. Remember, my child, that Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our fathers of old time, all took wives of their kindred and were blessed in their children, and their seed will inherit the land. And now, my child, love your kindred, and don't scorn your kindred and the sons and the daughters of your people in your heart to take a wife of them. For in scornfulness is destruction and much trouble, and in idleness is decay and great lack, for idleness is the mother of famine. Don't let the wages of any man who works for you wait with you, but give it to him out of hand. If you serve Elohim, you will be rewarded. Take heed to yourself, my child, in all your works, and be discreet in all your behavior, and what you yourself hate, do to no man. Don't drink wine to drunkenness, and don't let drunkenness go with you on your way. Give of your bread to the hungry, and of your garments to those who are naked. Give alms from all your abundance. Don't let your eye be envious when you give alms. Pour out your bread on the burial of the just, and give nothing to sinners. Ask counsel of every man who is wise, and don't despise any counsel that is profitable. Bless Yahuwah your Elohim at all times, and ask of him that your ways may be made straight, and that all your paths and counsels may prosper. For every nation has no counsel, but Yahuwah himself gives all good things, and he humbles whom he will, as he will. And now, my child, remember my commandments, and let them not be blotted out of your mind. And now I explain to you about the 10 talents of silver, which I left in trust with Gabael the son of Gabrias at Rages of Media. And fear not, my child, because we are made poor. You have much wealth if you fear Elohim, and depart from all sin, and do that which is pleasing in his sight.